Honorable Harshana Suryaperuma, you have 16 minutes.
Honorable Deputy Speaker, the bill relating to the repealing of Foreign Loan Act is an important area given the situation that we are in as a country. Because Sri Lanka is sitting on a mountain of debt. At one point it was considered as unsustainable and the country was declared bankrupt as well. And it is interesting to note very people who contributed to that disaster is now trying to preach us, Honorable Deputy Speaker, how to manage this country. The process, to highlight some of the key milestones in the process from 1957, when the original bill relating or the original act relating to the foreign loans, Act No. 29 of 1957, it goes back to where the transition from the British era, where Governor General was empowered to sign documents, and then transition from that one to Act No. 2 of 1962, Act No. 1 of 1963, subsequent amendments, further amendments in through Act No. 23 of 1980, then further amendments through Act No. 23 of 1980, and resulting the latest implementation of the new Act on Public Debt Management Act. It is very important to note, Honourable Deputy Speaker, as a nation, why we had to go through this journey. Because Sri Lanka lacked the people who governed the country, lacked the discipline to make use of the regulations that were in place. Instead of implementing the regulations, they were going after the loopholes to abuse the law, and getting public officials were also involved. It is a famous secret that we all know how the bond scam, where this relates to borrowing by the government, during the time of government is raising money through bonds, how that entire saga took place. To avoid those issues, inquiries were held subsequently through various committees appointed by the parliament. While those committees were going on, not only we lacked as a country, the former governments, the politicians who governed the country did not respect the rule of law in the country. When committees were appointed to inquire of them, the governance were not considered as an essential component. While communications, discussions, deliberations on those committees were going on, Honourable Deputy Speaker, people contacted through subsequent investigation, it was revealed, the people who were accused in doing this very wrong thing. That was the era we passed as a country. That is the price Sri Lankans pay today as a nation. The people, the opposition, who's preaching us how to do the right thing, why government institutions are making losses, they contributed to the enormous losses of those institutions. The previous member spoke about Sri Lankan Airlines at length, with sitting on a mountain of debt, created by whom? Not due to the requirements of the institution. Those mountains of debt within those institutions were created for purposes to facilitate corruption. Politicians and of certain connected officials to and their business connected business parties to make money. That is why the institution is sitting on an unsustainable debt as far as the Sri Lankan Airlines is concerned. The losses that the Honourable Member was mentioning is arising largely due to financing cost due to those borrowings, unregulated to an extent, supported by corruption. So the journey that we passed as a country is a dark past, but we are looking forward for a brighter future because these amendments are brought into the legislation now, not only just by mere having of legislation and documentations, but by implementing them through a process. This transition from the repealing of the existing act to the public debt implementation of the Public Debt Management Act, it is going through a transition since November of last year. 2024, since the new Act was enacted, there is a transition period of 18 months. Currently, at present, the function is handled by the central bank. At one point, when the transition period is completed, from the central bank, all the activities will be transferred to the new public debt management office. So we need to make sure the public debt management office is well resourced in terms of capacity, the knowledge of individuals who are performing the functions, integrity of the people who are performing those functions, technology required to perform those functions. We know the technology is being used for trading and various other purposes. So the technology required, currently government is providing all necessary facilitation to ensure the Public Debt Management Office, PDMO, is capable and able to deliver the function that is entrusted to them. අපි දන්නවා රජයක් විදියට ණය ගන්නකොට දේශීය වශයෙන් ණය ලබා ගැනීම කරනවා ගරු නියෝජ කතානායකතුමනි විදේශීය වශයෙන් ණය ලබා ගැනීම කරනවා රජය ඇප වෙලා state guarantees treasury guarantees offer කරමින් රාජ්‍ය ආයතන වලට ණය ලබා ගැනීමට පහසුකම් සලසනවා ඊට අමතරව වෙනත් ආයතන වලටත් ණය ලබා ගැනීමට උදාහරණයක් විදියට ශ්‍රී ලංකන ආයතනය වගේ ක්‍රමවේදයන් තියෙනවා විදේශ ණය ලබා ගැනීම සඳහා මේ පනත තුලින් තියෙන repealing of the foreign loan act and at the same time introducing the public debt management office it is expected these borrowings of various nature domestic borrowing foreign borrowings offering guarantees and other forms of borrowings by the state institutions will be managed in a way that provides the transparency that have systems in place allows creditors lenders to have faith and trust on the system because of the transparency accountability auditable the records clearly recorded of these transactions that provides the confidence to the lenders country is now on the right track This confidence is the one that relates to the premium that lenders are charging. Better confidence, better systems, better management, meaning lower premiums when borrowing, which we lack as a country. Not only that, these very members who are proposing the government that we are borrowing, the entities are borrowing at higher rates, they borrowed at commercial rates as a country, as a government. Which the country could not afford. So they are all about telling the wrong information with the biggest voice that they have, whereas the reality is they created this situation that we are in. That is why when the new public debt management office is created, the front office section, there are separate regulations and rules to function. The middle office, the duties are segregated to ensure we maintain the level of secrecy required. The information has a lot of value, Honorable Deputy Speaker. If leaked out to the market, it allows some people who have access to the insider information, to make a lot of money. That is what happened during the bond scam. That's why the front office is structured in a manner, middle office is structured in a manner, and the back office of the public debt manager is structured in a manner to give the confidence to the system. To give the confidence to the borrowers, present government is doing the right thing. The type of borrowings we have through foreign loans, we have multilateral, bilateral borrowings, dviparshiya naya, bahuparshiya naya, garu niyoja kathayaka thumani, e wageema tamai, naya gannawa wageema naya kalamana karaneyak අතිශය වැදගත් කොටසක් වෙනවා. පහුගිය කාලේ අපි දැක්කා නිමක් නැතුව ණය ගන්නවා මිසක් ඒ ණය ගන්නේ මොකටද? ඒ ණය සුදුසු ව්‍යාපෘතින් වලට යොදවනවාද? ඒ ව්‍යාපෘතිවල ඵලදායිතාවය තියෙනවද කියලා බලන්නේ නැතුව ණය වලින් හොරාකෑමේ සූරාකෑමේ සංස්කෘතියක් තමයි තිබුණේ. ඒ වෙනුවට the management of liability is a critical component in this journey. It is not only obtaining debt, it is managing of our existing liabilities as well. So in one hand, there are provisions and regulations on acquiring new debt for the country. But on the other hand, the management of existing, the mountain of debt that we have, in relation to that one, we need to make sure we use the best strategies as the country. We make use of the best resources in terms of personnel. We provide the best training to our officials who are engaged in these activities. So government is actively engaged working with these institutions, particularly during this transition period. Me antar kala seemawa tuladi danata mahabankuwa visin karana e naya laba ganeeme katayutta nevata watawak mudala amatyanshe yatate pavatina me alutin sthapanaya karana lada ayatanayata alut panata magin laba deema sanda e niladarinta avashya puhunuwa the current lits on a parallel run in danata mahabankuwe sitina niladarin samaga ekwa ekata Public Debt Management Office එක සම්බන්ධ වෙලා මේ වැඩ කටයුතු කරගෙන යනවා අපි බලාපොරොත්තු වෙනවා මේ transition period එක සාර්ථකව අවසන් කරලා 2026 වර්ෂයේ ආරම්භයේ සිට Public Debt Management Office එක හරහා මේ කටයුත්ත සාර්ථකව ඉදිරියට ගෙනියන්නට There's another important element in this relating to this manner that is issuing of treasury guarantees when there are borrowings involved by state institutions that is the honourable member who spoke previously mentioned about the CEB, how this is going to impact the cost, referring to AIIB as well, specifically. The cost of borrowing, previously the country borrowed, allowed institutions to borrow recklessly, providing state guarantees, treasury guarantees, without looking into the ability of that institution to repay the debt. Whereas system has changed now. Honourable Deputy Speaker, when a state enterprise is requiring a state guarantee for their borrowing, this new entity will review. It allows the entity to go through a stress test to understand whether that entity is able to repay the debt as they are expecting. Are the monies are going to be invested in a project or for activity for purposes that's going to generate the cash flows, allowing them to repay the debt. Otherwise, it is as equal is equal as the government is borrowing. Therefore, a prudent mechanism is in place. There's a rigorous mechanism, approaches, testing that they do prior to allowing these processes to go ahead. But at the same time, we need to make sure these processes that we are bringing in is not delaying the activities of these institutions. Since there are some teething issues, we acknowledge, as this is the initial period, for example, CEB is trying to get this facility, and since this is the first time the PDMO is issuing this type of confirmations, it has taken time longer than that it should have taken, and we believe going forward that situation will be resolved as staff members are getting familiar with the process. This is the transition period, as I mentioned, Honourable Deputy Speaker. And we saw the response relating to the Sri Lankan Airlines as well. Sri Lankan Airlines, it has really the recent financial statements, the recent operating results. If you look at the financials in the dollar terms, because the entity deals with most of its transactions in foreign currency. So a significant component in the financial results that was mentioned relates to the connected to the translation loss of the foreign currency from your foreign currency to LKR. Therefore, and further, as I mentioned earlier as well, a significant large amount relates to the financing cost as well. So one relates to the translation cost of relating to financing, other one relating to the financial cost for the previous borrowing, etc. So the objection, the mission of the government is to ensure we are able to go ahead with our investments, facilitate timely approvals for these entities.
Honourable Harshana Suryaparma, you have 2 more minutes.
Thank you very much. The processes that we have are well lubricated to provide serve the purpose what it stands for. By the day, the institutions are familiarizing with the new culture that is in place where loans are taken is not for stealing purposes. It is for the benefit of the institution. It is to invest for the future of this country. Similarly, the Foreign Loans Act that we are repealing and the new act that we are bringing in is referring to there are several provisions to uphold the governance in the processes, to uphold the controls in these processes, to ensure transparency is available where creditors, lenders will have confidence and the accountability and the level of scrutiny that we require. Honourable Deputy Speaker, we know the national accounts of this nation shows a deficit, unrecorded transactions to the tune of more than 22 trillion. Garu Niyojaka Kathanayaka Tumani, ape Jatiye Sheshapatraya ඔඩිටර් ජෙනරාල් විසින් විගණකාධිපතිතුමා විසින් නිරීක්ෂණය කර බලන ඒ ශේෂපත්‍රයේ ජාතියේ ශේෂපත්‍රයට රටට තියෙන ශේෂපත්‍රයේ තියෙනවා ට්‍රිලියන 20 ගණනකට අධික ආගිය තැනක් නැති මුදල් පිළිබඳ තොරතුරු. මේ නිසා මේකෙන් පැහැදිලි වෙන්නේ මේ රට මේ දක්වා කළමනාකරණය කරලා නැහැ. මේ එසේ කළමනාකරණය කරා නම් නිසි ලෙසේ ලබාගත්තු ණය වාර්තාවල සටහන් කරා නම් නිසි ලෙස විගණනයකට භාජනය කරා නම් ඒවායේ විනිවිදභාවය පිළිබඳව ජනතාවට තොරතුරු හෙළි කරා නම් අද මේ රට මේ තත්ත්වයට පත් වෙන්නේ නැහැ. ට්‍රිලියන 20කට වැඩි ප්‍රමාණයක් තියෙනවා ආගිය අතක් නැති රෙකෝඩ්ස් වල සඳහන් වෙලා නැහැ පොත්පත්වල කොහෙටද මේ මුදල් ගියේ කියන එක. ඒ පිළිබඳව වර්තමාන රජය වැඩපිළිවෙලක් ආරම්භ කරලා තියෙනවා. කොතරම් ප්‍රමාණයක් ඒකෙන් අපිට තොරතුරු සොයාගන්න පුළුවන්ද? ඉතිහාසයට යන්න වෙනවා දශක ගණනකට සමහර වෙලාවට තොරතුරු හොයන්නට. ඒකට අපි දැනටමත් සාකච්ඡා ආරම්භ කරලා ඔඩිටර් ජෙනරාල්ව සම්බන්ධ කරගෙන මේ ආයතනය ඒකට සුදුසුකම් තිය ඒකට අවශ්‍ය දැනුම තියෙන පිරිස සම්බන්ධ කරගෙන වැඩපිළිවෙලක් ක්‍රියාත්මක කරගෙන යනවා. නමුත් මේකෙන් කියවෙන්නේ මේ රට පසුගිය කාලේ ඒ කළමනාකරණය කරනවයි කියලා. ඔය කියන දේශපාලඥයෝ කරලා තියෙන දේ තමයි ඉවක් බවක් නැතුව ණය අරගෙන as a result we are sitting on a mountain of debt as a nation, whereas the present government has put a plan in place, have put people in place on those boards and respective institutions, and we are implementing that plan, monitoring the implementation, having regular reviews to ensure we are on the right track. Similarly, the reason that we are doing this to ensure...
Honorable Harshana Surya Perumal, your allocated time has
been exhausted. I'll take 30 minutes, Honorable Deputy Speaker. Okay. The production economy that we promise to the people requires investment by the government, requires investment by the private sector, and requires investment through the collective efforts of everyone. Therefore, both from investments coming from overseas and investments from Sri Lanka. Therefore, our view is by putting these processes in place, by bringing the level of transparency we need as a country, by establishing and practicing the governance as a country, we should be able to bring down our premiums. Testimony is the yesterday's central bank has announced the rates again, and it has come down by another few points, which is a good news. Once again, thank you very much, Deputy Speaker.